Thank you very much. I would like to thank the organizer to invite me to speak here. And today I want to talk about image separation by web analysis. This is a joint work with Takeshi Mandai and Akira Morimoto. So now outlined here, blind signal source separation, and next time scale information matrix defined by multi-wavelets. Third, image separation by our previous method. Finally, we give image separation by source reduction method. This is new method. So, what is blind source separation? The famous the cocktail party problem is study the human listening ability to focus one's listening attention on a single talker among a mixture of conversations and background noise. So, make a machine to solve the cocktail party problem in a satisfactory manner. Machine, of course, include computers. In the signal processing community, this problem is called blind source separation problem. Apparently, this is an inverse problem. For this problem, independent component analysis was used. And independent component analysis is a statistical and computational technique for revealing hidden factors that underlie sets of random variables and measurement of signals. To separate observed signals, we need to assume some properties which the sources should have. Here, ICA assumes statistical independence of sources. We assume independency of time frequency information of sources. Now I want to demonstrate a little bit, but if it works or not. So we have several persons here and speaking, and we put microphones, and we observe speech signal here. So you have several one these kind of. Mixture of speech we can observe by microphone. Then we want to separate this speech like this. So this is noise version, but we can hear on one person's talk, you see. So, sorry. We need assume a mixing model. S of T is source signals. This is unknown, and X of T is observed signals. And this is observed thing, since observed, this is known. But one more thing, this capital N, the number of sources, this is also unknown. So if T is one-dimensional, this is sound signal. If T is two-dimensional, this is image. The mixing model is like this. Each observed signal is linear combination of sources. This is a constant, real constant, and we have m observed signals, and this can be written in the matrix form like this. And unknown matrix A is called a mixing matrix. here capital N is known because we have M observed signals. Again, here capital N is unknown, but we assume that M is greater than or equal to N, and A is of full rank. So blind separation problem is you have observed signal X of T, and assuming mixing model, and unknown is capital N, the number of sources, and mixing matrix. We want to estimate capital N and the mixing matrix A, and also we want to have source signal S of T. So this is a problem, but there is many ambiguity, but we say one two things. It is impossible to determine the energies of the Coulomb's of Coulomb vector of A, so we will normalize the Coulomb vector of A with length 1, and also it is impossible to determine the order of the sources. So another model, this is called the space-time mixture model. This is count of the say time delay, because there is a difference between the microphone and the people. The people is different position, then there will be some certain delay. So this is the time space-time mixture model. In this case, the matrix C is also unknown. This is called delay matrix. For this model, we will apply the Weber transform. Then capital X or capital S represent the Weber transform of small x, and this is a Weber transform of small s, the source signal. Then this is something like this. If you apply Wendel Fourier transform to the model, space-time mixture model, then you have this exponential term. Since we want to estimate C sub jk, this term is rather difficult. So for this model, Weber is much simpler. At the moment, we have such a thing. This is our numerical simulation. We put four people, S1, S2, S3, S4, and we put microphones, X1, X2, X3, X4. And this means there is some, assume there is a room like that. We put four microphones, and inside the convex hull, you have four people are talking. And this is 7 meters, and this is 8 meters, something like that. Now if you try to...
One day,
so these person speak like that.
It is impossible to capture in words the feelings I have for you. They are the strongest feelings that I have.
Yeah, this is very famous speech, you see, I take from, yeah. Then, since you say the distance is different, so just a little bit time delay. So, if you... If you are on this point and listening, they are talking, you can hear like that. And here... Sorry, strangely. Then say, go this way.
It is impossible to capture in words the feelings I have for you.
So the separation is very nice for numerical simulation, but I want to explain the key idea using image. You see, you have three images like this. This is a mixture of Lena and the building, and here is, you can see the flying body. But the weight is different, because we want to have some evidence these three images are different. So we need to have different weight. So assume you have this is a linear combination of three images, just put a weight and summing up. So this is something like transparency. The point is, if you find T sub K such that this is an image, K's image or at the point TK is not equal to zero, and other SL, not K, SL of TK is equal to zero, then we say, in this case, only K's source signal is active at this point, say. Otherwise, other source signal is zero, only SK is not zero. Assume you can find such a point, then substitute T with by TK of this mixing model, then you have this equality. Since other AJL, say, is zero, you have only one term here. By this reason, you have this equation. X, this is we just make a vector. This is a component. Then here is A1K and AMK transpose. This is a case column of mixing matrix A here. This is constant multiple. So if you find such a point T sub K, then you can have you can estimate case column of mixing matrix. If you apply Fourier transform to the mixing model, then you have this equation, and the same thing happens, you see, if you find C sub K such that SK hat of CK is not equal to zero, but S hat sub L of CK is equal to zero for L not equal to K. Then you also have estimation here of case column of mixing matrix. This is a constant multiple. So then we can have this observation. Any integral transform can be applied to the mixing model, since integral transform is assumed to be linear. Estimation of mixing matrix A can be reduced to find a point where only one transform source signal is active. So we want to find a point only one source are active. Since the number of n source is unknown, how many points do we need to find? We do not know. And also how to find a point where only one transform source signal is active. So these are problems to solve. So we choose a Weber transform because, you see, human can focus on single talker if only one talker is speaking in certain interval, or talker's voices are different, we can hear the only one talker. So by this reason, integral transform used in time frequency analysis, such as Weber transform, could be fine. For image analysis, the wavelet transform performs very well, and different wavelets give different time scale information. By using several proper wavelets, we use multi wavelet, we can have better performance. By this reason, we use wavelet. This picture shows you a little bit more. These are frequencies different. These are so this is time. So this and overlap, and this and this overlap. So there is no signal which is only one signal is active. But if you look at the transformed version here, this is wavelet transformed this one, in time scale region, these are separated. Red, green, blue, black represent only one source signal is active in time scale domain. And here you can see the white part. This is several signals are active, two or three or four. But yellow part is no signal is active. So you can, if you are looking at the time scale region, we have more separation, you see. Oh, sorry. So this is a real, real means from our simulation, we try to where is only one active, one source are active. You see, this is our, from our numerical simulation I represented before. Black part is only one source active. White is no source is active. Gray part is two or more sources are active, you see. Then this is very complicated, and not so much we have only one sources are active, but it is enough to separate. If you look at this region zoomed in, then you can have this part. Here we use a real wavelet. This is analytic wavelet. Anyway, this is a definition of a continuous wavelet transform you know very well, and we use several wavelets like this, and these wavelets must have the same center of time domain and the frequency domain. This is assumed to use this. So for this reason, we introduced the notion of multi-wavelet transform. Here is a vector valued function here, and just define the wavelet transform of with respect to multivariate functions, the vector value of each continuous wavelet. Of course, we have inversion formula, but we omit this. So this is the design of our multivariate. In the Fourier domain, there we made an annual sector and smooth this sector like this. And then take a Fourier inverse of say something like we assume this is a characteristic function of this, and this is a smooth version of the characteristic function of this region. And take the inverse Fourier transform, then you have a complex value function. Then we take the real part of C and the imaginary part of C. We use this two function, wavelet function, and for several ones. Then this is our previous work. If you want to look at, please look at this one, say. Now, where to find a point T sub k or C sub k in time scale domain? So, point on edges are candidate for the point where only one image is active, because you can see here is a hat of Lena, and you can building, and since this is just crossing the bridge, only point, so we can find this only one image is active on this say edge. So if you're looking at the edge, we can find the point where only one image is active. By this reason, we concentrated on mainly on edges. So, just I want to how to separate color image. Assume you have three original image, and this is a mixture of image. Then you can make a luminance of these color image. This will be give you a grayscale image like this. So the mixture matrix of this color image and the mixture matrix of gray image is the same. We can apply our method to this grayscale image. Once you estimate the mixture matrix A, then you can apply, of course we need to edge analysis. And we, if you have matrix A, then you can apply inverse to this mixture image, then you have this separation image. It is quite nice. Now, I want to explain more detail. Firstly, I want to explain the previous strategy. We define the time scale information matrix X. This corresponds to some edge analysis of image. Find the candidate of Coulomb vector of a mixing matrix A by applying SVD to X and using component self-organizing map. Why we need a SVD? We want to find a this is a definition of time scale information matrix. Just takes several wavelet function here and just reshape them, just put in this matrix form. And also we have the same things for source signal. Then mixing model, this turn to the time scale version is like this. Just apply our time scale information matrix to make this. Then this is just explain, you want to have this region. This means of course you need to choose this number mu1 and mu2. Mu2 is quite small and mu1 is very big. This means SPK is very big. The absolute value of SPK is very big, and absolute value of SPM, M is not K, is very small. This is this represents the point we want to find. So this EK represents only S sub K is active. For this point, what will happen? We have this is time scale information matrix is almost like that. The point is here, you have a case column of mixing matrix A. By this structure, this is a matrix, but this is made by vector times vector. So this is rank one matrix. So you want to point T alpha where the information matrix is rank one. To find such rank one matrix, to find the point T alpha such that XT T alpha is rank 1, we use SVD. So apply the SVD to information matrix X, and if the biggest singular value is quite large and others are quite small, then we said it is almost rank 1. So this is criteria. If the first singular value is quite big and the second and the others are quite small, then this should be rank 1 matrix. Then the vector V1, this is defined in the here. This is a candidate of the case column of mixing matrix here. Then what coherent self-organizing map do, this is the algorithm to have a clustering and the representative of the cluster. So we have a length one vector very much because many, you see. We collected, we search V1 of T alpha such that this is satisfy this one. Then we put many T, we try many T and alpha, and we want to find this V alpha. Then there are many V alpha, V1 T alpha. We put on the, this is on the unit sphere Sn minus 1. And then there are, in this case, there are three clusters here. So if the, this corresponds to the number of sources. If you find the three clusters, then you can say there are three original sources. And this is a number, this is a direction of these clusters. So coherent self-organizing map can make this clustering and find a representative of these clusters. So here is an observation. The number of clusters coincides with the number of sources. The representative of the cluster coincides with the column vector of a mixing matrix A up to constant multiple. So by this way, we can estimate a mixing matrix A at once, but there is a difficulty if the number of observed signal is greater than or equal 4, of course we cannot see the, these, C means you see we cannot draw the unit surface, and some clusters are very crowded than others. So make a clustering is rather relative, you see. How much clouded or these things are, if you change the parameter, sometimes it gives a different number, different clusters. For our previous method, we can separate, say, around four images. To show how it looks, you see, this is four-dimensional, but let's see, or five-dimensional, sorry. Let's give an example, Mn equals 5, 5. Then you have a V1 vector is five component, and to see the how crowded it is, we take two components, in this case Y4 and Y5, then we can make a histogram like this. So you have five sources, but you can find only three peaks. This is a cluster, and the best one is like that, but you can find three, but I don't know where is this, maybe one and the other one is another one, I don't know. So these are difficulties, our previous method. So we decide to do different way. Our previous method can have at least the most crowded cluster, that is a candidate of a Clam vector of the mixing matrix A. So we have an estimation only one Clam vector of mixing matrix A. But if you have one Clam, then we can apply Gaussian elimination to remove the most crowded cluster and its corresponding source, because you have one line, then you can make some, we want to make some upper triangle matrix. Then this, the problem is if you say, if you apply Gaussian elimination, what will happen? Then we can deduce one dimension, but we will have another image separation problem with new source image, because unknown mixture of original source image which are not removed, these are unknown mixture of original source image which are not removed, you see. So you need to solve another new source separation problem, but whose number is reduced by one. So if you apply the Gaussian matrix step by step, then you need to you need to solve each step a new source image separation problem. Finally, you can have the, if you continue the reduction procedure until you have only one source image, which coincides with the one of the original image up to constant multiple, the number of reduction steps coincide with the number of sources minus one. So you can estimate it. So let's explain the previous example. You want to remove this highest clouded source, say correspond to this one. So sorry, and remove the original source, then you need to solve, make a new set. This will make a new set of observed signal which do not contain the source signal. This is remove. We can remove one source signal, but then you have another separation problem to solve. So if your deduction goes to one, then you need backward substitution. Of course, for this procedure, we need solve another image separation problem at each step. So we need to solve many image separation problem. Now, I want to show how it works for m is equal to 3. In this case, we can show the S2, two-dimensional sphere like this. And if you apply our method, you can have this clustering. And this is the biggest one. So let's try to remove this one by these things. Then you have, assume you have this one, and then this will be the pivot image. Then apply our source reduction method, we have two of this. You see, you can remove building from here. Then you want to apply once more reduction. In this case, you have two clustering here. This is bigger. So we deduce one more thing here. Then in this case, this is the pivot image, and apply our image processing, image separation procedure. Then you have this one. See, this is only one, we can see this is only one, and we can then we will go backward. This is just once before pivot image, and this is what we have finally, and we want to solve this separation problem. Then you have this image. Let's go back and backward once more. Since you have two images like this, this is the first pivot image, and you want to solve this image separation problem, then you can have this one here. So in this simulation, the error is quite small, and it is nice. So here is our numerical experiment. We try to several, say, set 5, 5, 6, 5, or something like that. And we try to two types. This is a one-dimensional signal. This is images. And random mixing matrix A is randomly produced. This, the element of A is uniformly distributed random value, the value in 0.2, between 0.2 and 0.8. The result is the following. The proposed method performs very well for all cases listed above. This means this one. Previously, this is impossible case, you see. Sometimes we can separate, but it's a very hard case. Then this is we can separate this one. So this is the conclusion of today's talk. Our previous estimation method had a difficulty when several peaks are quite large comparing to others. Peaks means a cloud cluster. We overcome this difficulty by a new source reduction method, which removes the largest peak step by step by applying Gaussian elimination. But the computation cost of our new method is quite expensive because previous one is just solve only once image separation problem, but this need to each step for Gaussian elimination. For each step of Gaussian elimination, we need to solve new image separation problem. And various numerical experiments demonstrate that our new method performs very well for both speech and image separation. This is our result. Then here is a future work. We would like to find an application whose mixing model is discussed here. What does it mean? Let's go back for the first, not for first, but to say you see, I want to apply the application, but are there any real example where you have three kind of superposition or superimposed such images? Because you it's very hard to find an example for real example, you see. When we have such a mixture of images, three or two, say, and we also assume the weight is different. At this moment, we cannot find the real example of this mixture. But if you have a mixture of this kind of image, then we can separate. Of course, for speech signal, it is all right. But image, we do not have the example. Example means a real requirement in certain industry or engineers. So independent component analysis is widely used in real application, especially in medical images. So I want to compare our method to ICA in some of them, because this talk is for image, medical image. Too early, but this is for, thank you for your attention. Yeah. Please.
How is the
method
deal with noise? If you add
random
noise,
how far? Roughly speaking, we cannot, if you apply separation method, this will give more noise. Because, you see, we cannot say one third, say. We have three images and there are added some noise. If you separate them, no noise reduction there. But of course, after separation, we can apply some noise reduction method. This is different things. But even so, firstly, how to go back? This one is noised version. The real speech you hear here is no noise. For example, here.
One day, when I was playing with my new doll,
this must be.
Seldom put my big rag doll into my lap, also.
So this is assumed to microphone. Once more. But to say, if you add the noise, here is a. This is a noised observed signal, but the separation is. You see, something like more noise. So we can still separate, but no noise reduction or noise is added more, maybe something afterwards. We cannot separate noise because Oh, this case? No. For image, two dimensional wavelet. And you want to have many wavelet. Yeah. Because we use, assume you have one wavelet and one wavelet transform, it will give certain pictures. And if you change the wavelet, this will give you another picture, time frequency domain. We want to find the exact point. So, if this is S, certain region only SK not is not zero, other than here, zero, SL, say. If you apply wavelet transform here, then this should be, in a sense, this should be zero. Because since here is zero, around this is say C. And if you change here C1, C2, then this is similar. But we want to intersection, you see. Because we want to, only one point is all right, but it is difficult to find the exact point. So we want to focus on around the point. In this case, we apply several wavelets and to have a region. And I want to have an intersection. So this is what I explained, you see. So many edge analysis is behind the choice of wavelet. Where is here. We find that it is better to use a complex wavelet or analytic wavelet. More? No. Complex wavelet. Firstly, assume this is a sector in Fourier space. Take this sector and take the characteristic function of this sector and put a smoothing factor, then you have this kind of function. This is equal to 1 and this is equal to 0. Boundary is smoothing out. In this case, since this is compact support, the inverse Fourier transform is complex value, and we take a real part of this C and the imaginary part of this C, then this has the same center. This and this are same center. These are yeah. Coverlet is some make from this kind of, but coverlet you separate this. You won't have some same areas. You want to say coverlet divided this 2 and this is 4, something like that. The area must be same, but close, because if you want to do some edge analysis, the direction of edge correspond to the support of the Fourier transform. So we need to do some kind of coverage.
My last question is, when here you are using wavelet.
Yeah. It is another problem, maybe. Because I need to study first at least a two-dimensional Stokes transform. Yeah. Yeah, for the first day, I learned there's a multi-dimensional Stokes transform. Before that, I just know only one-dimensional case. It must work, I think, because, yeah. Okay, let's discuss. Thank you. This is quite difficult. Sorry. My talk is not so well. It's very difficult.